NECDT, testing and clear.
NEDH, mobile, Traverse City. NEDH, mobile.
KFA ENF testing.
EMH.
KFA.
So, where's home,
Thank you. Yeah, we have something like that here, just a little bit south of here, and that picks up through various repeater sites all the way south to just short of the Indiana-Michigan border. It's a series of linked repeaters that covers basically western Michigan all the way over to about just sort of Lansing and Flint in that area, roughly. Some into the Somme region. So not sure exactly how they link that all. Some of it's 220, some of it's All-Star, I'm pretty sure.
These guys use a lot of All-Star. And then these guys, four or five of them, that are RF links, but I think they're
KDEA.KW, Mountain.
KFAENS.
KEAFGW monitoring.
Portable. Hey, good afternoon, FJW. How are you?
Oh, we're doing good here. It's a beautiful day, a bit breezy, but other than that, it's another beautiful day in the UP. How about you?
Enjoying the cool down, and you know, the best time of year is upon us.
Oh, that is for sure. Yeah, fall is just around the corner, that is for sure.
On a repeater book over the weekend, and did I see your call sign attached to a couple of repeaters up there in the Sioux?
Yeah, I got three ham repeaters here. So, Fusion, DMR, and this the VHF here, analog.
I'm just toying around with DMR right now. My hotspot is not working as well as I would like it to, but I can get the DMR UHF repeater over here across the bay from the Petoskey, and I can get into that pretty well. But what kind of reach does your VHF 2-meter repeater have in the Sioux?
Oh, I think it's pretty good. It's probably maybe 20 or 30 miles radius. So you can actually hear it when you're on the back bridge. You can get into it. So other than that, yeah, it's get pretty much coverage to Redyard area. So yeah, I don't, if you know where Redyard is.
I know where Rudyard is.
What's that? I missed it.
To know that the locals call it Rudyard.
Yep, that's it, Rudyard. Yep.
Well, that's pretty cool. I haven't been up to the eastern UP in a while. Most of my trips go in the other direction, but I will definitely check out your repeaters when I'm up there next.
All right, very good. So, yeah. Yeah, check them out. We're all linked together here. So, DMR is the MI-51, and, of course, this one here is the, linked with all you guys downstate there. And, yeah, and the Fusion, it's linked to the Eastern Link repeater, Eastern Michigan Link system there. So, yeah.
Cool. Thanks for making those resources available up there. I'm sure there's a lot of folks around that area that appreciate it.
Oh, that's for sure. I hope so. So, yeah, I mean, you must do more listening than talking. So that's how I look at it.
That's one of the things I've noticed about the DMR talk groups. I can't spot a lot of traffic on them. I switched over to the TGIF network because that's what Drake has his DMR repeater set up for primarily. When I was on Brandmeister, I could find more traffic on them, but either I'm not doing something right or there isn't much traffic on the TGIF talk groups.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know much about the other network there. I was on Brandmeister for a while. I had the repeater here, and yeah, it has some good traffic on there. Eventually, if I get another repeater pair, I'll put the Brandmeister repeater back up. So.
Network had more Michigan-based talk groups. There's one for the Straits of Mackinac. There's one for Lake Superior, there's one for the UP, there's one for West Michigan, but I can't ever, I think I raised one guy on the West Michigan repeater once, and he was down in Zeeland, I think it was.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Well, I noticed the more tough groups you have, the more spread out everybody tends to be.
Develop a top group for every little niche, and you're only going to get 5 people that are interested in each one.
Yeah, that's about it, too. So, and yeah, not everybody can be on the radios all day. So.
Good catching you on the air again today, and we'll say 73 and let you go, but enjoy the rest of your afternoon, and don't get blown away up there. KF8, BNF.
All right, sir. Sounds good. Yeah, enjoy. I think you said you're down there in Harbor Springs, so yeah. I'm sure it's pretty down there, too, so. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. It's the wife's birthday, so we're going to hang out with her, or try to. Anyways, KE8FGW, monitoring.
On the 7-4, sir, are you on the 1-1? Okay, you, I don't know if you're on a portable and your battery's dying or what. You sound a little off frequency, actually. I don't know if it's a full 5, but it's enough to notice. Diagnosing. 73. We're mobile on our way to Gaylord for a dinner meeting and an event. So, see ya. W8RPM mobile.
Okay, 8FJW, portable.
Portable, huh? All right. Good afternoon, sir. Dumping in. I hope I don't have signal issues, audio issues that our friend did.
Yeah, I was going to tell him that he should probably try a different repeater, either the 1.9 or the 7.4. I think Mac City is having a little issue. There's two other guys on Mac City. They're sounding kind of bad. I think it's the internet connectivity.
Yeah, I would. That kind of makes sense. Might be an RF issue getting in. But it's not half off, you know. It's not like there's packs dropping out. Just something else going on. Anyway, all right, how's your day going? Mine started too early and it's going to end too late.
Oh, we're doing pretty good here. It's a breezy afternoon, that's for sure. So, but it's cooler. So yeah, we definitely had a cool down. So that's a welcoming change, but yeah, we're doing pretty good here. I'm on the night shift, so I just got up here about 1:30 or so and started my day and just kind of wait for dinner. So we're having lasagna, which we haven't had for quite some time. So pretend we're Garfield and scarf down some lasagna here eventually. But, all right, yeah, it's good to hear out. I know your name, but I remember your name. Can't quite remember. I think it's Ron. Ron could be your name. Anyways, name is Brad.
Yep. Good guess. If it was in fact a guess, it was an accurate one. All right, Brad, very good. I never really understood the Garfield lasagna thing, but okay. If you say so. I guess it's more the, and I should know that, cartoonist writer. I do know it, I just can't spit it out. So I had thought about making lasagna on Saturday. But ended up going a different route. Yesterday was meatloaf. Tonight's remains to be seen. But yeah. This weather's perfect for me. It could stay like this year-round. This is kind of like San Diego weather. The car says it's 66 degrees as I pick Wolverine exit. Makes for good sleeping weather. You got to just make sure you got the furnace turned down so it doesn't kick on.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, we have a high of 60 up here, so that's all I got to. It was definitely a cold night, so looks like they're going to have another cooler night, about 48, it's saying so, and the high tomorrow for 63, so we'll see what happens.
It's a little too early for this. I mean, we should still be having highs in the high 70s, low mid-80s, low 80s, for at least another couple of weeks. It'll probably come back. You know, it'll probably warm back up. I hope it warms back up. I got a full tank on the boat, so there's hopefully a lot more days like this are warmer.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah, it looks like it's gonna warm up for us probably Sunday back into the 70s. Maybe Saturday might reach 70. So yeah, it'll be a nice weekend, that's for sure.
Yep, kind of looking forward to it. Although few obligations next week. Got a few obligations later this week. It's okay, I'm okay with that. All right, Brad, very good. Well, I know we talked before. Are you in the suit?
up here in the Sioux. Or every time I do a text to speech to text there for the phone, it always puts down zoo. And sometimes I feel like I'm in the zoo. Yeah, we're definitely in the zoo up here. Up here with all the freighters.
Yeah, I got a truck coming up there. We're gonna be at campground over towards Detour. The end of next week, and I got a day I gotta go spend in the Sioux, which is fun, you know. I mean, I'm not up there enough to be bored with it, and there's still plenty of things for me to explore. But I have a couple clients up there that I gotta visit, so I will put a little time away from my camping and take to the trip.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Hopefully, you have a good time camping down there in Detour. So, yeah, it's a beautiful spot down there, Detour. Oh, yeah, it's another beautiful area. We used to, I've been wanting to go down there. We used to go swimming at the beach down there, and just that off the 134. It's a beautiful beach there, and we haven't done it for quite some time. And I was hoping to make it down there this. This summer, but now this summer's pretty much gone. So yeah, the universities are already starting, and I think another week, I think the school is going to be starting up back up for the kids. So yeah, this summer is pretty much gone. So there's always next summer.
Well, you know, we say that, I say that, but it's not always true. I've been to into a lot of funerals this summer, and a lot of guys younger, way younger than me, 20 years younger than me. So I try not to let myself even say that stuff out loud anymore, because it's I'm afraid one day it's going to come back to haunt me. But all right, very good. You're aware of the two new repeaters on the air in the north end of Emmett County, right?
Well, I know at least the MI-5 one there at the Mac City, and I think, well, of course, I should say the 3-3 one at the Mac City site. I know those two. I don't know if there's any other ones.
Well, the 5-3 one, and then you just the 440.6 in Levering.
Oh, yep. We're aware of those ones. I haven't put them into the... I haven't been at the base station quite some time, so, yep. I definitely can't get into the Mac City and portable. But I got on in on the mobile, so that's all that matters.
Right. Well, it's nice that both of those are on the statewide network, you know, the one on the U and the one on the V. So, and I don't have portable coverage from either one from home, but I do have mobile coverage, and I'm out that way, you know, fairly regularly. So it's nice when you're around Pelston and Goodhart and you know, of course, Mackinac. So that I've got about a 6 or 8 mile final, so to be where I need to be. So I will let you run. Thanks for jumping in, and don't work too hard tonight, and enjoy the cooler weather. I hope that we do get a little bit of a reprieve before. This is great weather. I love this weather. I love it the end of September and the first couple weeks of that. Just a little premature. See you later. I'm not even going to try your call because I know I butcher it. I know, but yeah, I'm not going to insult you, so give me the phonetics again. I'll try to commit it to memory. 73, see you soon, W8RTM.
Well, very good, sir. Yeah, hopefully we'll catch you in the Sioux here. So, yeah, just let me know. Just jump on the 430 repeater and up here in the Sioux, and when you get in town, and hey, maybe we'll try to meet up. With that, we'll say 73 and have a safe drive the rest of the way home there. So, and catch you later. WHRPM, this is Kilo Echo 8, Fox Julie Whiskey, KE8FJW. Hey, last station, go ahead. You're quite choppy, but I think you're the one that's using the Mac City repeater. Go ahead, give it a try. Sound the same. I don't think it's you have the issue. I think the repeater's having a small slight issue. If you want to try a different one, like the 1-9 in Petoskey or the 7-4 down there in the middle of Sheboygan, if you want to try those two repeaters, you'll get into the, because they're all linked together. So if you want to try one of those two, then we can have a conversation. Sounds good. Yeah, hopefully you find the 7-4 frequency. I think that's what you said. You're going to go to the 7-4. So, yeah, we'll be here. KK8FKW.
KK8AM.
WAFF.
Sweet corn, cucumbers, green onions, and brats for supper. So, lasagna I can have any time, but my garden this year is doing pretty good. So we're eating out of the garden.
Oh, hey, very good. Yeah, so are we. Yeah, we haven't had lasagna in quite some time there, so I guess that's what she wanted for her birthday dinner. So hey, that sounds good to me. So very good. Yeah, we had, we're growing some pumpkins, cucumber, tomatoes, potatoes, and purple green beans. There you go. So yeah, we're getting a lot of tomatoes and cucumbers. So, and there's two pumpkins that are so far they're growing. So I was hoping for a couple more pumpkins, but I don't think it's gonna make it in time.
Yeah, I normally have trouble with my pumpkins, but this year for whatever reason I changed them over to a raised bed garden. Yeah, and they seem to really like that. So I've got some monster pumpkins this year for me, anyhow. And I'm not growing green beans. I've had an awful time with green beans. But everything else I'm pretty much growing.
Yeah, that's way better. So some of your problem was the 1-1. You're way better now.
Yeah, that is for sure. You definitely would. Crystal clear this guy is, though. So, yeah, I don't know if that's the guy the same color or not. But, anyways, yeah. But, yeah, we actually did a raised garden ourselves there and just kind of grew everything on a, well, we had the pile of topsoil and we just figured, oh, what the heck, why not? Just throw everything into the hill in there and see how it does, and it's doing great. So, best garden we had in for a while.
Yeah, no, I'm a different caller. I'm within sight from my hill to the other hill where the Petoskey repeater is. So I'm on a little, not even on my base, I'm on my handheld going through the Petoskey repeater. And yeah, it's taken me years to get my garden built up, but it's finally starting to pay off getting that soil built up from this brown black sand that we've got.
Yeah, same here. We have way too much clay, and it's after a while, the ground just gets completely hard as a rock and can't do anything with it. So, yeah, we're still building up our soil as well to where it needs to be to, you know, have a good soft ground to grow things in. So, yeah, the potatoes are, they seem to run out of room, and after a while they just pop up out of ground there, and then we just cover them up again.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. Cover them up. You don't want to eat green potatoes. I guess they say they can be poisonous.
Yeah, that's what I hear. So I don't know. Well, looks like it's about dinner time. Yeah, it was good to have a little conversation. Yeah, I completely missed your call sign. So my call is KE8FJZ. Yeah, and my name's Brad. Way up here in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan.
Yeah, Brad, I don't know if we're talking or not. I'm Dennis. I'm in Petoskey. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Delta Alpha Mike.
Okay, well, very good. Delta Alpha Mike. Yeah, I don't remember. Well, if it is, maybe it's the second time. It takes me a little bit to remember a conversation sometimes. So, anywho, yeah, maybe we'll catch you out here again. So we're going to have dinner and all that, so. Hey, 73, enjoy the rest of your evening. KE8FJW.
73, KF8DAM, we're standing by.
You're on the clear, sir. NADMH Mobile, Traverse City. I take that back. You got a little bit noisy there, and your audio is still a little quiet. You might want to either get up on the mic a little bit or turn up your mic gain a little bit. Here is November 8, Delta, Mike Hotel. Name's Drake, and we're mobile in Traverse City.
Okay, Drake.
WAFIK.